It is The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. A newly released survey by one of the country's largest teachers unions documents the struggles of adjunct faculty on college campuses, including low wages, lack of job security. Call in with a question, share comments, 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Randy Weingarten is president of the American Federation of Teachers, which commissioned the report. Randy, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
It's great to be with you. Happy Wisconsin morning today.
Thank you. Thank you very much. So looking at salaries here, first of all, more than 25% of adjuncts nationwide in your survey say they earn less than $26,500 a year. Here in Wisconsin, we know adjunct instructor with the universities of Wisconsin earn a minimum of $36,800 annually. Why do adjuncts earn so little money?
Because as much as we say college is important, we don't act like college is important. So what you've seen is, you know, investments into big, beautiful stadiums and sometimes into the infrastructure of universities, as opposed to the human infrastructure of universities. And what we've seen over the course of the last 30 years is an inverse relationship and a deprioritization. So, for example, 30 years ago, 80% of college students were taught by faculty members who either had tenure or long-term appointments, whose focus was both research and knowledge making, as well as instructing. And now 80%, 70 to 80% of college students, even though they pay a lot of money for college, are taught by adjunct instructors who are cobbling together, racing between campus and campus, and cobbling together a sustainable living, or frankly, an unsustainable living, by having these gig jobs that don't even provide healthcare. And so it is the undermining of knowledge in this country. It's the undermining of education in this country, even though college now costs a whole lot more than, you know, when I went to, you know, undergrad and law school, you know, in the 70s and the 80s.
So what is the purpose of adjunct faculty? What purpose do they serve on universities and college campuses?
They basically are the backbone of teaching on universities, in community colleges and in colleges and in universities. And what we're trying to do, you know, and you see it in terms of graduate workers as well, who, you know, who end up doing a lot of the TA work and a lot of the lab work. But what's happened is, if you look at the universities, you look at the UW universities, Plattsville, Oshkosh, Parkside, lots of different places, you see a tremendous amount of teaching being done by adjuncts. And yet at the same time, the legislature in Wisconsin is trying to create austerity, squeezing and making it harder and harder. But what happens is that it's bad for both the teachers and it's bad for the students. So if you're trying to cobble together, five different teaching gigs to make a sustainable living, then you don't have any time to do the other work that teachers do, particularly teachers, college teachers, having office hours, being able to just, you know, have a kid who, you know, needs some, you know, care and attention. You don't have the time to do any of that. And you also are not getting the healthcare that you need. So you're spending, you know, gobs and gobs of money in terms of healthcare. And you're also putting lots of, you know, in Wisconsin in particular, where transportation is hard. So how do you transport yourself if you don't have a car with, you know, to these five different jobs and five different campuses? So it's really, it's saying that the backbone of the teaching is done by people who are essentially having huge anxiety about just ensuring that they have a sustainable wage. That's why 22% in this report say that they have anxiety about food security. 45%, only 45% have access to employer-provided health insurance. And, you know, so you see all of the different things that just have a blaring, you know, amplified noise that says anxiety, anxiety, insecurity, insecurity. And that's hard for people to teach them.
Randy Weingarten with us, president of the American Federation of Teachers, as we talk about the growth of adjunct faculty at colleges and a report from the American Federation of Teachers. You can join in with your questions and comments at 800-642-1234, email ideas at WPR.org. Randy, your report finding 75% of adjuncts are guaranteed employment for one semester or term at a time. How does that inconsistent employment for adjunct instructors affect student learning?
Again, it's a matter of insecurity and in every which way. So if you are not, if you don't know whether you're going to have a job the next semester, you're constantly worried about that. Let me be clear. There's a difference between the issue of being effective as an instructor, whether it's higher ed or whether it's K-12, versus this level of insecurity because of either economics or because of capriciousness. So knowledge requires that the instruction of kids requires you to actually be knowledgeable yourself and to actually, frankly, take risk to ensure that kids really are learning. Our jobs are not to teach kids what to think, but how to think. And, you know, you really have to push in a higher ed environment. You have to really push to get the best out of young adults. And so if you have no idea if something that you say may turn up as something that an administrator hates and you don't have a job, then you're not going to have your A game all the time. And that's what I think people don't understand about this level of insecurity, food insecurity, insecurity about, you know, always being uncertain about, you know, what you can and can't say. We see that a lot in particular in K-12, but look at what has happened in Wisconsin over the last, you know, 10, 20, 10 years.
I do want to jump in here and just make sure we understand that this is in both public and private institutions. Did you find in the report differences between the experiences of adjunct faculty at public institutions versus private colleges?
Great question. what's happened is that we've found this consistently through private and public. But what has happened is that we are, you know, our universe is mostly public institutions and you know, places, even with places like the land-grant institutions that are supposed to be so far exceeding in their mission to teach all kids. We're seeing real, real pressures in the public institutions, particularly since you have, and Wisconsin is case in point, this constant austerity, squeezing, squeezing, squeezing.
Randy Weingarten is president of the American Federation of Teachers, discussing the union's new national survey that documents the employment experiences of college adjunct faculty across America and here in Wisconsin. Call in with a question, share thoughts, 800-642-1234. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show here on the Ideas Network. It is The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. The American Federation of Teachers finds colleges and universities across the nation are increasingly relying on adjunct faculty as a less expensive alternative to tenure-track educators. We explore this national survey in the environment for adjunct faculty in Wisconsin and hear from you. Call in with a question. Add your views. 800-642-1234. We have Randy Weingarten, president of the American Federation of Teachers. Let's take a call now. Nancy is with us in Milwaukee. Nancy, hello.
Good morning to you. I have thought for at least 30 years that all state-supported universities should get entirely out of the sports business. The fact that UW head coach for football is paid over $10 million a year is clearly showing that the university is not putting forth for the students its best efforts. I have been upset for years about this fact. Universities were formed to make people employable. When you come right down to it, they are employed to make people, I should say they were formed to make people employable. Whether those people will go on to be research scientists, teachers, attorneys, doctors, whatever, they're going to be employed people. Universities do not have to pay anybody $10 million for a football coach.
Nancy, we
should get out of all sports.
Nancy, we got to thank you. Randy, go ahead.
So, look, sports are, you know, part of the DNA of universities. So I'm not, you know, I think that I appreciate what Nancy said because of the deprioritization of, you know, liberal arts and of some of the other academic fields. But this is where it's really important to ask the question in America and, you know, in different states. If we believe that a college education is important, and if we believe in opportunity and equity, then we have to make sure that the academics are not deprioritized and are not defunded. And so, whereas I appreciate sports, you know, I'm a big football fan myself. It's a matter of ensuring that the academics, the core work that universities do to help young adults learn how to navigate career, life, civics, that those core foundation stones are there. And that means it's going to cost money as opposed to squeezing. That's really the point of this report, because these adjunct teachers and the kids who go to university are shortchanged because of the decisions that have been made, not just by colleges, but by America itself. That's why we're calling for, you know, more state and federal funding for college education.
Republican lawmakers are pressuring our state universities to eliminate diversity, equity, and inclusion programs. And your survey estimates less than half of educators believe college administrators guarantee academic freedom. Are these concerns over academic freedom affecting classrooms?
Yes. I mean, look at right now what's going on in terms of college campuses on the issues of the Middle East. I think we have to find a way that academic freedom is a really important value. Again, it's teaching kids how to think, teaching young adults how to think, and how to actually navigate the world in ways that people can hear each other. And at the same time, thinking and discourse is not equivalent to incitement. And so part of learning, part of academic freedom, is to ensure that there are forums and ways that people can hear each other, to not say this one can't go on campus or this one can't go on, you know, can go on campus. It is a matter of really trying to ensure that that the ability to think and the ability to hear and to wrestle with ideas are sacrosanct at the same time as we fight anti-Semitism, Islamophobia, and other kinds of hate. Now, that's one thing. The second is a campus that is more diverse and more reflective of who America is right now is a campus where we are going to help kids learn tolerance and understanding and the reveling in our diversity as opposed to the, you know, just being in, you know, their own corners of a sports field. And that's part of why diversity and equity and inclusion are so important. If we believe in opportunity in America, that means we have to create the ladders of opportunity. And that's why DEI is important.
Randy Weingarten with us, president of the American Federation of Teachers, unpacking their survey on the growth of adjunct faculty and impact on college campuses. You can join in 800-642-1234 with your question. Rich in Rhinelander is here. Rich, hi.
Hi, thanks. Not to get sidelined on sports, that's not what my comment is about, but the ancients definitely believed that sports were an integral part of education, but it was sports for all, not for an elite group. My comment is about my experience in education is watching what we called part-timers in the system in which I operated, Wisconsin's adult vocational technical education system. Adjunct faculty are essentially the migrant workers of our time. And I'm reminded of an Edward R. Murrow special way back in the early 60s called Harvest of Shame. I just want to say I consider it shameful that major universities, whether private or public, treat the people who do the essential work of learning as though they have to rush from place to place in order to even cobble together a full living. They have families. The most important thing we have is in our lives is time. Advertisers even remind us of that. And we're denying these people adequate time, both academically and personally.
And their personal. Rich, thank you. Randy, I want to push this forward. What would a fair formula for adjunct faculty look like?
So a sustaining wage in a community would be a fair formula, and healthcare benefits and some time to ensure that faculty had office hours for kids. I mean, Rich, I chuckled when Rich said that about the ancients because he's absolutely right. You know, a thought about what human development was and is that you are tending to the mind and the body and the spirit, which is why sports was so important for all. but, you know, you know, we should be having media literacy for all kids, you know, K through higher education. We should be making sure that kids are exposed to lots of ideas and have to be able to wrestle with it. So that's why things like not just instruction in a classroom in front of 500 people, but having the time so that kids know that they have office hours for professors. That's why when you're cobbling together five jobs at the same time as a professor, you're not doing what you need to do for a young adult. So we've done in different places around the country collective bargaining to try to raise adjunct salaries, to try to raise instructor salaries. There's been strikes around the country because of this as well. But ultimately, it needs to be supported because of the unaffordability of college. There needs to be more local, there needs to be more state and federal investment for all of this.
Randy, thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much. Really appreciate you.
Randy Weingarten, president of the American Federation of Teachers, representing more than 200,000 people who work in higher education. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show here on the Ideas Network.